And time now for one of our favorite segments of the week. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation. It's our Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation is a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we've got a couple of very special guests in studio with us right now. From Elyria City Schools, Amy Higgins, Director of Communications, and the Superintendent, Tom Jama. Guys, thank you so much for coming in studio. How are you?
We're doing
excellent.
Great.
Thank you for having us this afternoon. It's great to be here.
A lot of exciting things on the horizon for you guys, and we were talking just before we came on the air here, and you mentioned that we're expected to break ground here on these new schools relatively soon.
Absolutely. Again, thank you for allowing us to be on the air today and speak about the great things taking place in the Elyria City School District. Yes, probably within the next 4 weeks, you'll start seeing large machinery entering the city limits of Elyria and getting ready to do some construction on some of our new schools as well as the stadium project. So it's some major, major exciting times coming to this city.
You mentioned the stadium project. Now, there are separate phases for that particular piece of construction. I mean, I know that's a very, very large area that you guys are going to have construction done on. So what are the phases here, and what is going to be done in each individual phase of that project?
Absolutely. The two phases will entail what we do with the stadium. First phase would be the actual football arena, or football stadium, as you would call it. Football field has the new turf field, which is going to be exciting, new bleachers, new stands, new concession stands, and a new field house. And when I say field house, it's going to be a facility whereby our students are actually able to go inside there and do activities and drills, whether it be the football team, whether it be the baseball team. It's going to have a synthetic surface, and that's some exciting times. Phase one, the stadium, the track, the bleachers, the field house, the concession stand, the restrooms will be part of phase one, which will open up in the middle of August 2018. So we're talking months, not years at this point. And then phase two will follow in with the softball fields, the baseball fields, the tennis courts, things of that nature. So it's going to be a continuous effort to get the entire project done. And we're not calling it a stadium. We're calling it a multi-sports complex or a multi-sports arena because of so many different things taking place. Actually, the band will have a major role in the arena as well, with the Friday night parade of bands and band competitions, and have their own area each night for halftime. So it's going to be a multi-use facility that is going to be absolutely beautiful and very, very exciting for this community. Long overdue.
Absolutely, no question about it. Well, Amy, I've been told you've got a great voice. Tom was pumping you up when you walked in here. So
she's absolutely amazing.
I want to hear from you on this also. As far as I understand, I mean, while we're very much looking forward to the new facility, there's still some time to celebrate the old one. And as I understand it, there's going to be a tailgate coming up next week.
There absolutely is. Next Friday night at Elyria High School in the dining hall prior to the game from 4 to 7, we're having our annual tailgate party fundraiser, and you can come on over to the high school dining hall and get brat, hot dogs, baked beans, pasta salad, chips, all those great football favorite foods, and it's $10 a ticket. We also have meals for kids at a dollar a meal. That's a hot dog, chips, and a beverage, so you can't beat that. And the Elyria High School Pioneer Marching Band will be performing at the tailgate prior to the game. So that will be a lot of fun, too. It's also senior night for our band and football team. So there will be a lot of parents there celebrating their graduates.
Very cool stuff. Now, transitioning back to some of the new facilities, there's also going to be a fundraising initiative as well.
Yes, we're very excited about everything that's going on with the schools and the stadium. And as you mentioned, the stadium will be rolled out in phases. But one of the big aspects of the stadium is a fundraising initiative where we're asking our alumni to get involved with us and get on board and join the effort in giving people an opportunity to donate to the place where they may have some heartstrings, obviously, for their time at the stadium. So we'll be rolling out a plan to offer opportunities for legacy contributions and that kind of thing. We're very excited about it. Actually, this month in October, from our best recollection, actually marks 90 years ago that the first game was played at Ely Stadium. So it's a pretty neat time, and we think there's a lot of people who would like to get on board with us and see us start raising money for some of the fun things that are going on there.
Wow, 90 years.
Yes.
Holy
cow. Yes.
It's exciting.
This month.
Wow. And I'm sure you probably hear from some people that tell you they were there in the heyday, right? They know what it was all about when it was 50, 40 years ago, whatever it was. They've got memories. Everybody's got a different memory. When you go back to a different chapter, everyone's got a different story for you. It's really cool to hear some of those stories.
Totally.
I mean, you're building a new facility. Essentially, you're building another aspect that people can go to and make more memories, right?
I mean, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah, it really has been an epicenter of the community for those many decades, and it continues to be. We host the Special Olympics there every year. Commencement is held there every year. It's a beautiful ceremony, a beautiful venue. And even 90 years later, it's still a spectacular place, even though it has deficiencies with modern accessories and amenities. But it's still a lovely place.
Amy Higgins, Tom Jama, joining us here on the Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. What are some of the elements of these new elementary schools that are going to make these facilities really stand out? Because anytime you build a new school, obviously the fact that it's new is fascinating because it's a new building. Everything, it's like getting a new car, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to take it to the shop to get any work done to it because
Absolutely.
Everything you get, it is new. But what's going to make these buildings really kind of stand apart from everything else?
I'll tell you, it's pretty exciting. As many of you have heard, and we've talked about this throughout the campaign and after the bond issue passed about 21st century learning. And what is this 21st century learning? I know we're getting the word out. We talk about it each and every day with our staff and with our students. But 21st century learning is a lot of technology, a lot of space whereby students are able to build and create and use the materials that they have in front of them. It's not so much sit and get anymore, where you sit in a row, you have 25 students in a classroom, you have 25 desks, you know, three rows or four rows of so many different desks, and the teacher stands in front of the classroom. It's much different than that. It's giving students an opportunity to expand and explore and build and create and just explore the many opportunities of learning versus opening a textbook, answering, you know, the questions at the end of the chapter, and moving on. It's the ability to create and use your hands and express yourself.
Interesting, and I think that kind of fits right in with something else I wanted to touch on. You guys have a robotics team that did some special things this past weekend, and you guys also have something I thought was very creatively titled the Imagineering Hub. Did I say that
yes,
right?
Yes, you Absolutely. Did.
Imagineering Hub. And I think that fits right in with what you just described, because yep. a lot of things I would imagine that are done in these Imagineering Hubs are exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, they really are. And really, what the Imagineering Hubs are, and they're located at Elyria High School, Eastern Heights Middle School, Northwood Middle School, and Westwood Middle School. And what they are is large spaces that we call maker spaces, and the simple goal of them is a place for students to go to make something that does something. So there are no parameters, the sky's the limit, and there's all kinds of hands-on stations throughout these maker spaces that let them do everything from robotics to sewing to 3D design to making music, making buttons. I mean, there's just a ton of opportunities for them to just explore. And for some students, it's the difference in enjoying a school day and not, because frankly, the traditional setting for learning is not always what inspires kids. So these places give them an opportunity and an outlet, I guess, for really using their imagination and creativity. And they've been highly popular, very successful. The robotics teams There are three teams at Elyria High School, three teams at the middle schools, and the high school team, this is only in its second year, and they did really well last year. And as you mentioned, this year, last weekend, I think it was, they took a title in the skills level in Perry. So they've been very successful. The kids are really talented.
Something exciting, too, with the 21st Century Learning, and we're trying to get the word out and trying to get the information out to our parents and our community. Within the next month or so, we're going to have a 21st Century Learning Night whereby we're going to sponsor a night whereby parents and community members could come into the school. Not sure of the location yet. I don't believe. Do we have that worked out
yet,
Amy?
No, not yet.
But parents will actually be able to come in. We'll have people there who are 21st Century, let's call it, trained. But these individuals will get to see hands-on exactly what's taking place in these classrooms and what's going to take place in these classrooms. Because when these buildings open, they're not going to be your traditional school where you have rows and classrooms on each side of the building. You're going to have pods and you're going to have learning spaces and learning areas whereby, again, where the kids can explore and have an opportunity to fulfill their dreams.
And what's really cool about all this is it's not just the makerspaces at the secondary level. These programs extend all the way down to preschool, where they have tinker carts in the classrooms and robotics classes after school. And there are fourth and fifth graders right now at McKinley Elementary and lots of the other elementaries who are writing code for robots. So it's very exciting.
That's fascinating, too, because amongst many of the things that you mentioned about the Imagineering Hubs, it's that not only are these new, cool, exciting ways for kids to really get involved when they go to school, but these are a lot of the skills that the kids will need when they get out of high school or elementary school or middle school, because these are the kinds of things that future employers are looking for. These are the skills they're looking to have as part of their skill set. I mean, these are the kinds of things an employer's hoping, I don't want to teach this person that.
Absolutely.
I want them to know that coming out.
Yes. And actually, our HR director is a great fan of that, talking about soft skills. Yes. Versus, you know, learned technical skills, and that really the technical skills can be taught, but it's those soft skills, the being able to work with others and collaborate and thinking outside the box, that we're building in through programs like these at the young level.
What we're hearing from employers, and that's me talking to them personally as well, they want a student or they want an employee who has the ability to build relationships, the ability to talk and have a open dialogue with a customer or a person who is investing within their organization. And again, it's that personal interaction, that ability to talk and create a relationship with that person. That's what they're asking for. The technical skills are coming, and I hear, we'll teach them how to do this, this, and this. But it's that soft skills, that ability to collaborate and work with somebody else is so critically important today.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Tom, and I want to ask you a question to follow up with that, because I remember being in high school, and mm-hmm. I would take these courses, and I would consistently go to the teacher, drive them nuts, and say, when am I ever going to use this ever again? I'll use an example. I was really, really bad at math. I was really bad at science. And I remember taking an algebra class. Mm-hmm. And they would teach me the Pythagorean theorem. Yes. And I would sit there and I would say, okay, I get it. I need to pass this class in order to get out of high school.
Absolutely.
But when am I ever going to use this again? This is cool because this provides real world experience. And I want to go back to what you just mentioned.
Sure.
You had said, look, I talk to employers. I talk to people.
Absolutely.
Who are doing the hiring. How much of that do you get into and how much do you take out of that too? Because look, when kids get out of high school, some will go on to do a number of different things, whether it be
Absolutely.
Go to college, you know, they may go to trade school, they may go out and get jobs right away. What are some of the things that you find when you talk to these employers and what they're looking for from high school graduates?
Absolutely. They're looking for somebody who's dependable, who will be to work on time, and have the ability to work and relate to individuals and other people. It's that relationship piece. I keep coming back to that, but it's those soft skills. The ability to interact, collaborate, solve problems together. Just the ability, as you and I are doing right now, to communicate and have dialogue and open and honest conversation. Again, the employers, whether it's a service, food service industry, to just to give you a point, we had a outside agency come in and a contractor talk to our students about heavy machinery and large earth moving machinery. And their biggest thing was, we want somebody who's willing to come in, be on time, willing to learn, able to work with their coworkers, able to work with the customers. We'll teach them how to do the controls of the large earth moving. But my biggest and their biggest thing was getting these individuals to come in who are able to talk, communicate, and just get along. Just have that open dialogue.
Sure. Well, and Amy, I'm sure you get into some of that as well. I mean,
oh yes,
being in communications, that's a big part of what you do.
Yes, and it is absolutely essential to be able to communicate with a variety of personalities. And a big part of that, and I think something that we stress in teaching today too, is listening and making sure that you're an active listener and not just waiting for your chance to talk.
Interesting stuff. Well, interesting times for the Elyria schools. No question about that. Some new facilities going up. Hoping to break ground in early November, right?
Absolutely.
That's the plan?
Absolutely. We are very excited about breaking ground. I believe you'll see groundbreaking prior to Thanksgiving.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun.
It's a blast.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it. And thank you for giving us this opportunity. There's nothing like talking about a place you love, and that's the Elyria City Schools.
Tom, you mentioned, whenever you decide to retire, you may want to get into the radio business, right?
So. I would absolutely love to do this and have some sort of show where I could talk, because I just, that again, we have that God-given gift, whether it's being able to perform surgery or, and I just think God gave me a great gift to be able to talk and work with people, and I'm blessed to have that.
See Tim Alcorn on your way out. He might be able to help you with that. Thank you again, guys. This is a lot of fun. Amy Higgins and Tom Jama joining us here with the Elyria City Schools, part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.